I am Vernon Joins, and will be presenting several brief messages on the various subjects in the next few weeks. And in this series, we will be studying worship in the Lord's Church. We have had three previous lessons, and today our fourth lesson deals with worship with giving. The contribution of money for the work of God was part of the worship in the New Testament church. Paul wrote, "Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God has prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come." 1 Corinthians 16, verses 1 and 2. In order to meet a specific financial needs, the early church set a pattern of contributing weekly to a common treasury. And this money was used to support the preaching of the gospel and to relieve destitute people. Philippians 4:15, Romans 10:15, and Acts 11:29 and 30. While giving can arise from wrong motives and be accompanied by sinful attitudes, worship is expressed by the one who is purposely giving of his means to the cause of Christ for and from a cheerful heart in 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 7. The contribution is but a token of the continual giving which characterizes a Christian's life. The follower of Christ says, "Jesus gave himself for me, and I shall give myself away for him." In 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 5, he gives us the secret of successful giving when he said, "And this they did, not as we hoped, but first they gave themselves to us and to God by the will of God." So if we give ourselves, then we don't have any problem with giving of our means to the Lord. But the question arose in the last book in the Old Testament, "Will a man rob God? Yet God says, you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation." Malachi 3, verses 8 and 9. People are never impoverished by giving. When he speaks of bringing tithes to his storehouse, and of course this is under the law of Moses. We are not commanded to tithe today, but we're to give free will offerings according as we purpose in our heart and according to the way that we have been prospered. We should give because Christ was a gift to us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3 and verse 16. You know, you can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. We should give because eternal life is a gift. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6 and verse 23. Also because it blesses the giver. God doesn't profit from what we give, we do. In Acts 20 and verse 35, Jesus is reputed to have said, "I have showed you all things, how that so laboring," this is Paul speaking now, "that you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." But then the question arises, how should we give? We should give as we have been prospered, as we made mention of a moment ago, 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 2. We should give cheerfully. 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 7. "Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver." We should not only be cheerful in our giving, but we should do this willingly. He said, "If there first be a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not." 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 12. It is a sin for a Christian to refuse to give. So let's keep these thoughts in mind concerning our contribution as we worship God in spirit and in truth.